Hello and welcome to the Movers and Shakers podcast. My name is Gino Barbaro, co-founder of Jake and Gino, multifamily investor, educator, father, and mentor. With me today is Daniel Tweedo. Daniel graduated from the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy in 2011 with a Bachelor of Science in Marine Engineering and a commission in the U.S. Navy. So we know who the smart one is on the show. In 2012, while working full-time, he began investing in real estate and buying and managing smaller residential properties. In 2018, he began to pursue multifamily apartment investing and operations full-time. He's a managing member, COO for Live Enjoy Residential, and also holds a Texas real estate license. His expertise is in day-to-day property management and operations. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Hey, thanks, Gina. I really appreciate you having me on. You make it make me sound better than I feel like I am.
That's a skill, maybe. I don't think I make you sound better. Like I said, you're definitely the smarter one on here. And I just want to share a story with everybody. I feel like a proud father at this moment because we were in Dallas last week touring a couple of Daniel's properties. I mean, he's done an amazing job in the last four and a half years. He scaled up to, you know, over 1,000 units. But to me, what was really impressive about Daniel, we went to a money mixer last year in 2021 in Austin, Texas. And I no 2022, a year ago in Austin, Texas. And I remember being on site and Daniel comes up to me, "You got to come to my properties next year." Now, Daniel maybe didn't know that I sort of make it happen. When somebody challenges me, I'm coming right back at you. And I remember the fateful call. I said, "Daniel, we're coming to your properties next year. You ready?" And with open arms, we get to the properties. And it's amazing in 3 to 4 years how he's been able to scale up. He has not outgrown his infrastructure. He has amazing property managers, the maintenance techs, his team, his partner. The whole thing was an awesome experience. And I just want to say, as a proud father, bro, you nailed it. You hit it out of the park.
Well, thank you. I feel like I'm a proud son, actually. You know, I feel like, you know, after being mentored by such great people, I'm like, "Hey, Dad, look what I did. This is so great."
Well, you know, it's funny. It's a father son thing. Like, the father can teach you, but the son has to do the work. And I want to convey that in this show. We're going to go through Daniel's strategy, you know, the story of why multifamily, how he added value, how he's going to continue to grow his portfolio. But for those of you out there that are not willing to put in the work and work on mindset, we're going to touch on that as well. Just shut the show off right now. You're going to waste your time because a lot of work has gone into this. Thousands of hours have gone into it. And for those of you that say, "I don't have enough money," well, Daniel did not have a lot of money. "I don't have enough experience," or "I'm too young." Well, guess what? Neither did Daniel. Those are all excuses that we make in our minds because we all start from that place. Most of us do. At least I did also. And a lot of the students in the Jake and Gino community, they don't come in with experience. A lot of them may be younger. A lot of them maybe have that mindset of, "Oh, wow, I'm a W-2 worker." So I think it's really, really important for people to realize that. Daniel, tell us your story. Why multifamily?
Yeah. So, you know, 5 years ago, I started getting more into multifamily, and I had had some experience and success in smaller residential. And that was what really turned me on to, you know, residential real estate. We had bought and rehabbed a 3-unit property in Charleston, and then we refied and rolled. We did that 2 more times, 13 and 14. And that was really what started the trajectory of getting into real estate. I had put my money into mutual funds and stocks and some of these other things that I didn't have any control over. And, you know, I was wading through those things and target retirement funds and things like that out of school. And the financial planners had given me this graph, and the graph said, if my money compounds at, you know, I think it was something like 8% per year, if I put this amount in by the time I'm, you know, 50 or 60, ready to retire, it should be this amount. And when I put it in 2010, 11, and 12, you know, it didn't do anything. It hadn't jumped like they said. I was thinking, okay, so what happens if, you know, what happens if you have a couple of, you know, flat years or negative years? You know, how does that affect the curve and what's supposed to happen in this graph? And I realized, you know, I didn't have the control over the finances like I had wanted, and I wasn't seeing the results. And so that's when, you know, we started moving into residential real estate. One of the people that I went to school with, also an engineer, you know, we talked, and we had talked for about 6 months about residential real estate. Okay, let's buy it. We want to buy a single family duplex. And that was the, you know, we had taken that chance. We, you know, I did my internship in Charleston. you know, he grew up in Charleston. So he had boots on the ground and significant amount of local, you know, knowledge of the area and where was coming up and what was happening in the city and where things were shifting. I mean, really under like street by street, it's important to have that local knowledge. So that was how I'd initially gotten in real estate. And then fast forward 2018, and I was thinking about, you know, walking around. It all started from a place of curiosity. You know, I was working in a national auto glass company. I was thinking about, okay, is this the business I want to scale in? Is there another business that I've had success in? You know, what's a tried and true business that's out there? So I started looking and I was like, okay, real estate. We've already had success with real estate. That's something that I like to do. I'm good at it. I could potentially travel and be remote if I set the business up in that way. And so I started, you know, doing two things. One was curiosity. I was driving around Dallas, Fort Worth. I had gotten to Dallas in 2016. So two years later, and the whole time I was doing this, I mean, this is happening for 2 years, kind of like a manifestation. I was driving around and, you know, my curiosity started to peak. I was looking at these apartment complexes and hotels and the high rises and thinking like, who owns these properties and how are they buying them? How are they buying these properties? Who is buying the properties and like, how are they scaling up? Is it at the beginning, I thought it's individuals that are independently super wealthy. And I had no idea what syndication was or how to use other people's money. I had no idea. So that's what I was thinking. I was like, okay. And then in 2018, you know, luckily my friend, my engineering friend who we had done some deals with together in Charleston, we were talking on the phone one day and he said, you know, you should find a mentor, you know, local to Dallas that's doing, you know, something similar that you want to do and see if that makes sense. Like if you want to scale up in multifamily or you want to scale up in real estate, you know, you should think about that. So that was the beginning of the growth and the transformation from thinking about, you know, how could I do it by myself on my own, you know, just learning, you know, this way and realizing very quickly that, you know, other people have already done it and I could learn very quickly from what they had done and potentially, you know, knock years off the learning process and expedite my growth and avoid a lot of the hard lessons that they had already gone through. And so that's when, you know, and that was how our story started. You know, I told this story in Dallas and I won't maybe say it the same way, but I just remember on Bigger Pockets, I had reached out and I was looking at the Rich Dad Poor Dad Education. I think it was called Legacy Education at the time. And I had gone to one of their, you know, meetings. And I just checked up on, I was on Bigger Pockets and I said, hey, does anybody know about this program? You know, is it legitimate or what's out there? Are there any other better programs? And, you know, a couple of people had responded and your response was like, you know, hey, these are the pros and cons of each program, but education is definitely helpful, expedite your process. And I was like, hey, that's a pretty good response. Let me message this guy. So I messaged you directly and I was like, you know, hey, Gino, that's great. Like, do you have any recommendations for me? You know, do you think there's anywhere, you know, where would I go to find a mentor that's doing it? And your response was something like, I'm paraphrasing, but this is how I remember it. It was like, you know, do you know who I am? And I was like, I was laughing. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. Should I know who you may be? I'm sorry. Am I, you know, no, I have no idea. And you're like, let me get you connected to Josh. Don't worry. We're going to hook you up. Like, come on, you're joining the community. And so, you know, that was the beginning of getting the multifamily and it was a no-brainer. I immediately fell in love with your story. You know, I'm one of six kids. You're one of six kids. I was homeschooled, you know, you're homeschooling your kids. And I resonated, you know, with all those things I could see very, 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 you know, early on, I mean, more than just the real estate, it was, you know, a connection in a lot of different ways, which, you know, was exciting for me. And I was like, okay, this feels right. You know, I can see what they're doing. And you had already achieved so much, even in 2018, you know, where you guys started out and having gone to school in New York, you know, I had some exposure to the New York mindset even. So I was like, okay, these guys are from New York. I can jive with that. Like, I know kind of what that mentality looks like. And you guys had gone out of there. And I was, you know, I mean, so many things about your story resonated with me to get into real estate, multifamily and the education side of it. And from there, you know, really, and I've said this before, but it started there with the mentorship and education and really, you know, helped me refine what it is that I was looking for. Real estate's a big space. There are so many industries and niches inside of real estate. And so multifamily and what you guys were doing just helped me refine it and focus and then start to really think about. And, you know, like Gino said, there's a tremendous amount of hard work that's required. It doesn't just happen by itself. You know, you don't, there can be divine intervention and things pushing you in a certain direction, but you still have to take action and create motion and get things going. Things will happen for you if you start, you know, going that direction. But without the action, without momentum, you know, you're not going to get there just by happenstance. You know, you have to be active and put yourself out there and start to, you know, really, you know, break through glass ceilings. There were so many, you know, really, there were so many limiting beliefs during that time, you know, and mindset is something that, you know, gets talked about sometimes too much. You see a lot of Facebook posts, but I can't help myself. That's, you know, that's where it starts. It starts with a mindset. It's totally mindset shifts. You know, you're going from thinking that everybody was buying these big commercial buildings as an individual to realizing, oh, okay, like they're putting the deal together, that there's a big group of people buying the deal. Okay. That makes more sense. Okay, that I can do that. That makes sense. And then, you know, for me, and this is why, you know, really people thinking about, you know, any of their limiting beliefs that's like, I can't do it because, you know, X, Y, Z. I'll tell you, for me, it was a similar transformation and process, like, you know, being 29 years old and, you know, not thinking that I was too young. You know, along with everybody else, I was like, oh man, I wish I'd learned about this 10 years ago. I'm late to the game. You know, that's how everybody feels. And they learn about it. They start getting into it. And they start feeling this pressure of, oh, I'm late. I haven't learned enough. I haven't, you know, done all these things. I mean, even at 29, I was starting to think about it and thinking, I'm late. I should have learned this 5 years ago. Where would I be? So it's, and you really need to compare yourself to yourself every day. It's not about somebody else's journey or what have you. It's about what you're doing. And really, you know, kind of as I was thinking about multifamily in 2018 and thinking about it and getting all of my limiting beliefs just crushed, it was, how can I add value? How can I add value? And what are the pain points of syndicators, operators, and people doing the business today? So as I was narrowing my focus of getting the multifamily, getting into real estate and wanting to scale up and things like that, I was asking the question, what are the pain points? What are people struggling with? And then also thinking about what are my gifts? Like I'm trying to think, I don't want to misquote somebody. So, but I'll just say, you know, some speaker talks about this, like your special gift, right? Like you have something that maybe somebody else doesn't have, or you're able to contribute something or in some way is different from somebody else. And that's the beauty of partnership. This is a team sport. Commercial real estate is a very, very team oriented sport. And so, you know, everybody's bringing in symbiotic, you know, skills to the partnership where everybody's goals will align or should align, but also like your skill sets and what you're capable of, you know, are very different from your partners or should be. It will make the most sense that way. You know, as opposed to thinking about what are my biggest weaknesses and let me go solve all those problems, kind of like, you know, and you know, this is just how it's helped me. I've worked on a lot of the things that I'm weak at, but really pushing forward the things that are, you know, my special gifts, like what could I bring to a team? And the things that I was hearing from people was, you know, asset management. They didn't, a lot of the companies were educating people on how to purchase the deals, but not much after, you know, so you didn't really have a good education on, okay, how to asset management, you know, how to do the asset management. And even more so was property management. You know, they were, you know, people were teaching and Jake and Gino separate from this, but people were teaching, you know, hey, how to buy the properties. And a lot of the YouTube guys would talk about how to buy the properties, but then they didn't talk about, you know, property management, third party property management, how to run them properly, how to vet them, how to make sure that, you know, things were being done right and what to do in a situation where they're not performing. And so I started to hear, like, you know, these horror stories of, you know, these third party property management companies and things like that. And I realized, like, for me, you know, that was going to be a differentiator. That was going to be something that I learned. I was ready to roll up my sleeves, do the hard work and do property management. And I talked to so many syndicators and other people that were wanting to get into multifamily. And the response on the property management piece was, you know, it was like, I'd like to do it, but it's too much work. Like, it's just, it's too much pain. I, you know, and they laugh. They would be the syndicators and they'd be pitching investors on, you know, yeah, we don't change toilets and we don't go to the properties. You know, that's, we have, you know, on-site staff and professional services and things like that. This isn't single family where you're going at midnight or calling the plumber and stuff like that. We've got all, you know, that's great. I like that business model too. I want to also, you know, have, you know, all those things happening, you know, autonomously or while I'm not thinking about it. But the reality is that, you know, for us, what we wanted to do was a little something different is create the property management company. And so, you know, and I was glad that, you know, in Dallas at the Money Mixer, that experience to come kind of full circle. So from 2012, buying our first, you know, 3-unit property in Charleston to, you know, to today, and we own and manage a little over 1,000 units, all located in Dallas-Fort Worth. And in 2019, we started our property management company. So we've scaled up our property management company. All the properties that we have that we're doing, we're self-managing with Live Enjoy Residential as the property management company. And to be able to do that, you know, although there was learning and pain and process. And like you'd mentioned, like, you know, as a proud father, like, you know, you watched, you know, from 2018, the transformation growth, but that required, and I said this before, it required, you know, I said from 2018 to maybe 2020, a working years of 2,080 hours, I probably spent something like 10,000 hours in those 3 years, 10,000 hours of time. Like, it felt like that, like 80 hour, you know, 60, 70, 80 hour weeks on, you know, education, consuming books, literature, driving properties, networking, brokers, you know, like conferences, you know, nonstop, just effort and, you know, raising my level of value to, you know, any future or potential partner. And then doing something that not a lot of other people want to do. Got my real estate license, joined the brokers that was all, you know, now my broker's my partner, who we have 22 realtors in the brokerage. And, you know, and had a similar vision. He wanted to do property management too. I talked to so many people. I finally found somebody and we both said, hey, we want to do property management. You don't want to do property management. You're just saying that. No, I want to do property management. Really? No, I don't believe you. So it's kind of funny. Like,
how do you, I'm going to answer this question. And then I want you to give me your thoughts on it, because for me, it's important. People are out there saying, well, how do I get started? And how do I, whether it's in multifamily real estate or any endeavor. And from what your story, the first thing I would tell everyone to do is become responsible and become curious. If you can become responsible and say, okay, we're going into recession right now, but there's nothing I can really do about it. What can I do about it? Well, skills, habits, and mindset. Those are the three things that you can only do about it. You can only control yourself. You can't control what the Fed does. You can't control what your employer does. You can control what you do. Become responsible, start learning, start skilling up. Become curious. Well, how did that person buy that 100-unit apartment complex? Where did he get the money from? And then from there, start getting serious on your education and start taking massive action. And I guess start getting clear. We don't lack motivation. We lack the clarity. And once we have the clarity, once you became clear on, okay, this is how I can get into the business. I don't have a lot of money. I'm only 30 years old at the time. Where can I enter this business? And for everyone, that question is completely different. Some of you out there listening may have a ton of capital. Well, that's a great way to get into it. Some of you may have some skill in property managing. Great. Some of you may have the ability to raise capital. Great. Some of you may be in the market itself and can be boots on the ground. Daniel just said, I want to find the pain point. I want to create value. And I think those components and those steps will start the path. And then once you're there, you just put in the work, start going out there and start getting more clear and start dialing it in. And before you know it, you've got 10,000 hours and you're like, wow, okay, I've got 1,000 units. I don't know how that happened, but this is just a start. I mean, I paraphrase what you basically said, but what advice would you give to the listeners who want to get into this business?
Yeah, I mean, those are great points. And especially in a down year where you're feeling like, you know, maybe underwriting 100 deals while helpful for your underwriting skills and learning about new properties. You know, if you're far off and you don't have the team set up, you know, maybe take a step back, you know, or do it simultaneously. you know, skills, mentoring, mindset, read book, you know, kind of like leveling up and getting there. And also realizing, like, you know, where you want to go, you may not be the one to necessarily be the lead. There may be somebody that has more experience you can team up with. One book that, you know, in 2018 that was, you know, helpful for me in my journey. And even, you know, when we had talked on, you know, in Dallas, that one of the questions was, you know, one book they'd recommend. And it's maybe not for everybody. It's a classic, but for me at that time, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich was, you know, something that helped change a lot of my limiting beliefs. And one of the stories was when, and I'm drawing a blank now, you have to look at, but the gentleman that wanted to be partners with, you know,
Edison. So, yes. I forgot the gentleman was, I forgot his name, but yes, he goes, I'm going to become your partner. And Edison's like, yeah, okay, whatever, bro, bring it, basically.
Exactly. He said, and you know, he said, I want to be your partner but I'll start out doing anything and I'll be the janitor. Doesn't matter. Like I'll be your partner, but today, whatever you need help with, like, you want me to get the coffee or whatever. So having, you know, that mindset, like, you know your worth, but know that, like, you know, you have to build trust, and there's a way to build trust, and you can, you know, whether it's, you know, whatever you're feeling like discounting your fees or whatever to build that trust and create the relationship, you know, in the beginning. And this is going to be different for everybody, but I'm just saying, for me, it worked out really well because, you know, as you're getting educated and learning these things, you know, you can bring sweat equity, you can bring equity, you can bring other, you know, value to partnerships based on your skill sets and knowledge. But one of the ways that you can build trust is through doing things without thinking of the return. Like, what am I going to get out of it? How is it going to benefit
me?
The
go-giver. You're being a go-giver at that point, correct?
That was right. Yeah. And I read, and that was very similar. I read that book, Think and Grow Rich. I read The Go-Giver around that same time. And so I was looking for people to give an opportunity. That's it. I was like, you know, pay me, don't pay me, that's fine. I'll just show you what I can do. And then after that, you let me know if you think that's valuable. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I was looking for is, you know, that type of symbiotic relationship. And if somebody felt, and the thing is in that you have to be so careful because the, like from age, you know, zero to whenever you transform into this mindset, you think, what am I going to get? How's it going to benefit me? You know, where's my raise coming from? That 4%, I got to get my benefits or whatever. You know, it's so easy to think, I can't believe this guy's taking advantage of me. You know, I can't believe it. This guy's taking advantage of me, you know, working like nonstop. And he, you know, it's been, you know, it reminds me of the story of, now this is religious. But in the Bible, the story where the guy's trying to, you know, he's trying to marry this wife. And the dad says, hey, if you want to marry my wife, you got to work for me for 7 years. If you want to marry my daughter, you got to work for me for 7 years. The guy's like, okay, I'll work for you. So he goes and works for this guy for 7 years. And then when it comes time to get his daughter, the guy presents a different daughter. And he's like, what? This isn't the daughter I wanted. I wanted this one. And he's like, yeah, okay. If you want this daughter, you got to work another 7 years. And he's like, you got to be kidding me. Okay. All right. I'll work another 7 years. So the guy worked for 14 years so he can marry this one guy's daughter. You know, I'm like, okay, that's value add. Like, think about that. That guy, you know, he wanted something. He went out and got it. So, you know, I'm going to say he got worked for 14 years for nothing, but, you know, thinking about, you know, stay humble, think about what you're worth, definitely. But, you know, think about how you can add value and how you can create trust. You know, how you can create trust with partnerships and teams and things like that. So that was, I mean, for anybody that's thinking about 2023 and adding those things, you know, what can you do to, you know, add value, add trust? That's a recommendation.
Last question for me, because I think this is going to be a good in-depth question. And I think for myself, if I didn't have my partner, Jake, I probably wouldn't be here. We have over 1,600 units. I'd probably have 50 or 60 units in my portfolio right now, I would think. And it's not because I'm not capable. It's just that when you have somebody to talk to about problems, when you have somebody to bounce ideas off of, when somebody's helping you with risks, when somebody's helping you look at something differently than you are, giving you a different perspective, when you're able to have somebody and you're able to say, I'm not going to let that person down. I'm going to actually do the underwriting. I'm going to, you know, go and get the work done. What is a partnership done for you? And how, you know, you already talked about, you sort of wanted complementary things. Donga wanted a property management company. So did you. How would you sell the listeners to go out there? And this may be joining the mentorship. I'll give Jake and Gino a plug. We have a ton of students in the community and go, I'm going to do this on my own. And then when they get into it and figure out it's a team sport, they're like, well, I'm going to go and find somebody. And we have dozens and dozens of students who partner up in the community, and it really works well together. You just got to put in the work. You got to come into the events and do all that as well. So can you give me your thoughts on that?
Yeah. So that's a great point. In different circles, I mean, people want to poo-poo on, you know, mentorship and gurus. And I saw a post on the Bigger Pockets page. It was like, you know, is this just the progression? Like, you know, you have some success, you buy some multifamily, and then you create your education company. That's like, you know, a step-by-step process. You know, you have a little success, you raise a little money, you buy some multifamily, and then you create the education company. And I thought, you know, like, if people have gotten to a certain level of success, right, and they want to give back, like, you know, how is that a bad thing? I mean, they're helping people, you know, Jake and Gino specifically, like, proximity is power. You're in a room with other people that have a like mind, right? Like, how hard do you have to just go out to the gym or wherever, you're, you know, wherever you're meeting people in your social circles and find people that even have like a similar mindset, like think about business or entrepreneurship or anything like that, you know? So it's expediting the process. You're just getting in the room with all these other people that are wanting to do something similar. And also, you know, people are like, oh, you just, you know, you buy a property, buy a few properties, make a bunch of mistakes, you learn on your own, and then you do it. I'm like, what kind of nonsense is that? Why would you? I mean, success leaves clues. Go follow the next guy. You saw somebody who, okay, they built a 5,000 unit portfolio. Why don't I just ask that guy how he did it real quick and learn step by step the process, and then I can do it? Why would I go through the pain? That's like, you know, why would you repeat the same mistakes that somebody else made just to do it all over again? It, you know, that doesn't make sense. And to your point about partnerships, you know, partnerships are an enormous part of the business. I mean, if you're working in, you know, you want to scale up in multifamily, you know, having somebody to lean on and also push you, you may have your own drive, but there'll be a day where, you know, as you're getting in the business, there'll be a day that's not as much fun as the one that you, before you got into it, you know? So having a partner remind you like, hey, you know, this is what we're focused on. This is the mission. This is the clarity. This is how we're doing it. Hey, you know, and pushing you and driving you. And also, you know, getting a feedback loop, like you get some feedback, you know, it could be daily or quarterly or whatever it is. Like in the corporate world, it's an extremely powerful tool to get feedback like annually or quarterly, where somebody is telling you, hey, you know, these are some things that I see you doing really well. These are some areas where, you know, you really should improve. Like, you know, you don't need to become expert and pro at it. I'm just telling you, like, you know, these are areas where you could improve. And having a partnership to bounce ideas off of and then call each other out. I mean, that is a very, very powerful. And you know, when you're in a partnership and it happens over time, trust doesn't happen like that. It happens over time, but you know that the other person has your best interest at heart. They're thinking about the best interest for the team, for you, for the company. They're not saying it to belittle you. They're not saying it to get a rise out of you or just, you know, to push a button. You know, they're saying it to make you better. And sometimes like that growth and the process is, you know, it can be painful a little bit. Like you're learning a new skill or you're having to, you know, do something that you don't like to do. You don't want to do it, but they're saying you should do it. You know, you have the skill set for it. Or this is something that even if, you know, we got to do it. There's, you know, when you start out, there may be three people or two people, four people, whatever it is that are starting, you know, like there's a list of line items that need to be taken care of. Somebody has to take extreme ownership of or responsibility for. Like, you know, there may be a few things that, you know, those things were, you know, whether they were your skill set or not, you may have to do it. But Tanga, my partner, who's a broker, he started in real estate in 2009 and single family. And then in 2013 moved to multifamily. And so, you know, having somebody's track record, background and experience, you know, he had done so many residential transactions as a realtor and then broker. So having somebody that had that background as well, you know, we were able to team up and move very quick. And then he has, you know, like 19 years in corporate IT and IT project management and some, he has his PMP. So he has, you know, a very, very strong professional background. And so a lot of those things were complementary for both of us, you know, we were both looking for, and then thinking about an aligned vision, right? Like clarity is power and aligned vision. Like, hey, what are we trying to accomplish? whether it's in the next 6 months or the next year or 5 years, like having an aligned vision. And that vision, you know, it may be tweaked here or there, like there may be some small changes, but having, you know, some high level, like alignment in terms of what it is you're trying to, you know, go for and how you're going to go about it. Mm-hmm. So there were, I mean, you know, team, I can't stress it enough. Team is so, so powerful. And that goes not just beyond your partner, that means your vendors. Like, you know, you think about these people as, you know, your attorneys, your CPAs, your, you know, HR consultant, whoever it is, you know, really they're an extension of your company, and they're an extension of you. And so you want to have people that are similarly, like, really looking out for your best interests mm-hmm. in a good way. You know, if you just look for the, you know, best rate, and yeah, you can, that may not be the team.
You know how that mindset goes. Exactly. Yeah. Well, you're talking about culture. I mean, you mean really community and culture, I think, are two of the important factors. I need to wrap the show up because there's so much in here. And before we do it, Daniel, I want, before we sign off, I want people to reach out to Daniel if you have any questions, especially if you're in a Dallas-Fort Worth area and you want to meet up with him, bring him out for a cup of coffee. But can you just imagine the story?
We're going to figure this out. We're going to get a Jake and Gina. We're going to get the Wheelbarrow Profits meetup going in Dallas, Fort Worth. It's been too long. I don't know. I was talking to so many people and I don't know who somebody's going to lead it. We're going to get some sort of monthly meetup. So if you're in Dallas, Fort Worth, for sure. You know, we have to set that up.
I would love that. But I think, listen, the story, simply put for everybody, Daniel in 2011, he graduates from the Merchant Marine. That's not real estate. In 2012, he starts looking at single family homes and small. That's not 100 unit apartment complexes. In 2018, he finally says, I need to start doing this. How do I get into it? Driving around, looking for stuff, joins Jake and Gino, and he just starts putting in the work. He starts grinding, starts taking down. His first deal is 160 units is syndicated. And then all of a sudden he says, where's the pain point? Where can I add value? Continuing to work. He ends up at a money mixer boot camp in Austin, Texas last year and says, Gino, you're going to come to my property next year, right? I said, sure, Daniel. And he probably said, please don't come. I don't know what I just did myself. I can't believe I've got to put all this work. But you know what? He put in the work. We showed up at the property. Properties are amazing. When everyone's complaining how expensive Dallas is and the market's hot and blah, 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 you can make all those excuses. And you know what? I'm not saying you're right or wrong. If you think that's what it is, if you think that the market's too hot, it's called mind belief. You believe that, guess what? You're not going to go to meetups. You're not going to underwrite deals. You're not going to talk to brokers. But if you think there's a slim chance of you putting in the work and actually finding a deal, guess what? You're going to take that massive action. And then honestly, continuing to educate yourself, continue to learn, and skill up is so important. Daniel, where can the listeners get a hold of you? Best place.
So anybody who wants to get a hold of me, I'm very available. I mean, all my information is pretty much public information because I'm a Texas realtor. So my cell phone is 319-830-9034. I'm happy to, you know, talk real estate, have people call me or text anytime. And then people can email me at Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, at lmmaxrealty.com. That's my email. And they can check out the website, Live Enjoy Residential, liveenjoymgt.com is the property management company. And then investenjoycapital.com is our, you know, we're branding kind of the capital company. And that's, you know, we've been putting some work into that lately. So we have the Live Enjoy Residential. So people are supposed to be living and enjoying, you know, the property and the community. And then Invest Enjoy is kind of a play on words where people are supposed to be investing in and then enjoying, you know, the passive income and fruit that comes from.
That's awesome. I love it. It's a Live, LIVENJOY, correct?
Yeah. LIVENJOY. MGT.com.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Invest, Enjoy, kind of similar.
So he's branching out. Started out from the single families into the little small multis, and now all of a sudden he's multifaceted. He must have read The Honeybee. I love that. Daniel, thanks for coming on the show and just sharing your story and becoming an amazing movers and shakers guest. Daniel, thanks for coming on the show and just sharing your story with the whole entire community. Now, if you want to be the next movers and shakers guest, email Mackenzie@jakeandgina.com. Until next time, let's go out there and let's make it a movers and shakers day. Thanks, Daniel.
Happen. Yeah, thanks, Gino. I appreciate it.